I'm Jack Lessenberry. I'm not in the least surprised that the United Auto Workers Union reached a new agreement with Fiat Chrysler late last night. Nobody, but nobody, wanted a strike. I did think it possible that the union might have workers down tools and walk off the job for a few hours in an effort to remind the rank and file of their heritage. But if there had been a serious strike, the only winner would have been Toyota. This isn't the 1950s, after all, or even the 80s. We don't know yet, however, is whether this new agreement will be perceived as putting lipstick on a pig. In other words, essentially the same contract workers decisively rejected a little over a week ago. It's hard for me to think that the union went back to the bargaining table and without much difficulty won new major concessions from Sergio Marchionne. But the company doesn't want a strike either. That's for roughly the same reason we never had a nuclear war. Both sides want to avoid mutual assured destruction. We probably won't know the details until at least tomorrow, but my guess is that the union may have managed to win some new small concessions. The union also hopefully will do a much better job explaining the contract and its benefits than it did a couple of weeks ago, especially the healthcare cooperative. The contract workers rejected was really not all that bad, but union leaders faced a revolution of rising expectations and did nothing to either satisfy worker demand for things like an immediate end to the two-tier wage system or convey what they felt was realistic and possible. I think UIW President Dennis Williams and the union leadership made a smart decision in choosing to go back to the bargaining table with Chrysler after the first contract was rejected, rather than trying Ford or General Motors first. The union would have been in a weakened position if they tried elsewhere without succeeding with Chrysler workers. What's absolutely clear is that Williams and the UAW have an enormous amount at stake now. If the rank and file vote this down, it seems to me Williams would need to resign, since he will have received what amounts to a double vote of no confidence. And that's not all. The union's very long-term survival may be at stake. The UAW is only one quarter of its peak membership 40 years ago. Something like a third of its members aren't in the automotive sector at all, and, for the first time ever, they're negotiating these contracts in what is now a right-to-work state. Workers no longer have to join the UAW. They're free to leave, and you can bet their doing so would make both the Mackinac Center and Signore Marchionne very happy. I'm not predicting that'll happen, but it could, and the UAW leaders are very aware of that. It took guts for the workers, some of whom haven't had a raise in years, to turn down the first contract. It may take a different kind of guts, sense, and sensibility to approve this one, even if it's less than perfect. We don't yet know. We do know that the whole automotive world is watching.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.